Hello, everyone. I'm glad you're here. Happy Wednesday. I actually barely made it here on time to come and start this because we have snow in Denver and lots of it. So between getting the kids off to school and back in time, I made it. Yay. So today I want to talk with you about a little epiphany I had of my own here recently. Just to catch you up on what this is scoping out personal empowerment type topics. And really, I am a certified professional life coach. I help high-powered women realize the dream of having that success and happiness. I teach them the tools that help them create that. And that doesn't mean I'm exempt from the work myself. So what I thought I'd do with these is present to you some of the personal work I go through when I'm dealing with my thoughts and my stuff that comes up. So you could see sort of real time that nobody's exempt from this human experience and nobody's exempt from this personal work. So I wanted to share with you today something that happened to me just last week. I was reading this book, How the Irish Saved Civilization. I say was, clearly I'm still reading it, right? The Untold Story of Ireland's Heroic Role from the Fall of Rome to the Rise of Medieval Europe, Thomas Cahill. Okay, great book, highly recommend it. A little heady, kind of a slow read, but really, really valuable and insightful. And it's funny because as I'm reading this book, I'm thinking to myself, golly, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I remember having that same thought when I read Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. I don't know if you've ever read that. Also very heady. But so I got to thinking, and any time, here's how I know I've got work to do. Here's how I know I'm telling myself a story, is when I have a thought that seems even slightly critical of society as a whole, of someone in particular, of myself, of these times that we're in, whatever that is. Every time I see that, that sort of external criticism, I go, oh, where am I in this? Because if there's that judgment, there's a phrase I use, thank you for the hearts, I'm glad this is resonating with you. If there's that statement, right, something's wrong out here, then there's a phrase I use called you spot it, you got it, which means that's it within me somewhere. So that's where my personal work is. So here I'm reading this book and I'm thinking, oh boy, the more things change, the more they stay the same. When will we ever learn? And I'm beginning to think about, okay, so what triggered me was a lack of compassion and grace and forgiveness, right? What I'm reading in this book. And I thought, okay, Triffany, so are you seeing a lack in yourself? Are you seeing something in yourself that could be worked on? And of course, right, I actually consider forgiveness my superpower. They say it takes 10,000 hours to master anything. I have a mastery in grief, crazy, and I have a superpower in forgiveness, and that really is the ability to let go. It's not saying it's okay, it's letting it go and taking that energy back and doing something really good with it. So I'm thinking, okay, if you've got a superpower in forgiveness, and you can still have these thoughts, these frustrated thoughts about the more things change, the more they stay the same. Where's your work in this? Where do you have more work to do in the area of forgiveness and compassion? So I thought about it for a moment, and an article headline popped to my mind. Those of you who don't know me, I have a pretty untraditional growing up story. My father was a criminal, and he was actually killed by the cops when I was 19 years old. So this headline pops into my head as I'm thinking about how can I be more gracious? How can I be more forgiving? This headline pops into my head, an open letter to the cop who killed my father. At the time that this happened, I knew the cop was under duress. I knew that my father was shooting at him, and this was a trained response and autonomic response, and I had all the grace in the world. I never blamed the cop, ever, ever, ever. And at the time, I asked if I could speak with him and tell him that I forgive him, that I can't imagine what that's like, and I'm gonna cry. I can't imagine what that's like to take a life. I can't imagine what little chunk of your humanity pulls out and becomes missing when you've got to make that kind of decision. they wouldn't let me talk to him. He was on leave at the time, of course. And I don't know that they trusted I was going to give him a compassionate message. But it's always sort of stuck in my head that I never got to say those things to him. And I have no idea all these years later if it's even on his mind, but I know it would be on mine. I know that I would be thinking, oh my gosh, even if it only happened that once and I had a clean record ever since. So, you know, I took a life. I took somebody's father or their brother or their partner or something, right? So for me personally, from a book, right? Like, think of that. A book triggers a critical thought. And I go, where's my work in this? How can I be more gracious and more compassionate? Now I am in the midst of writing an article. Actually, I'm looking for the police report. I had to write the police station where it happened to get the actual police report. All I have is a newspaper clipping. But once I get that down, so I've got all of the minutiae in place, I will be writing an article, an open letter to the cop who killed my father. And I don't know if anybody's ever going to read it. I don't know if it's even going to resonate with anyone. But here's the reason why I want to have this conversation today. This is the question we ask ourselves all the time. How am I here again? How am I learning the same lesson again? How is it the more things change, the more things stay the same? When will I ever learn? Right? When these things come up, it is not a time for self-criticism. It's a time for self-reflection. And in that reflection, there is an opportunity for you to take that little glimmer of personal work and share it with the world. It is an opportunity for you to become vulnerable. And trust me, there's a ton, it takes a strong person to be vulnerable and put themselves out there in this way, in such a profound way. And you don't have to write an article like I'm gonna do, and you don't have to scope like I'm doing now. But if you were to have a conversation with a friend, if you were to open your heart to a friend, you might actually, oh good, I'm so glad this is resonating with some of you. Thank you so much. You might actually be able to touch someone who's going through something that didn't have the courage to open themselves up to you. And now, instead of going out to the world and saying, you should, and this ought to, and you better, right? That becomes onerous and people back off and go, who the heck do you think you are telling me how to live my life? Instead, you model it for them. Instead, you fill yourself up with so much of your own grace and your own forgiveness and your own light that people are not only drawn to you, but they want a piece of that, right? They look at you and they go, I want me a piece of that. How is she so happy? How does he always seem like he's got all the patience in the world? How does he always seem like he's got the right, just the right thing to say? And they're going to wonder what it is you're doing. And then there's this conversation. You know, I'm just doing my work. I'm just looking within. I'm taking this leap of faith that the bad things that have happened to me didn't happen for no reason at all. One last piece before I wrap this up. And this has been on my mind a lot lately, especially because on the heels of this book, this concept has been extrapolated out, you know, from micro to from the personal to macro society. We very often have to go away from the thing we know to be true before we can come back to it and know it on a deeper level. And for all of those of you out there who feel frustrated with society today, kids these days, technology separating, whatever your hurtful negative story is about what's going on today, inspect it, yes. And remember that sometimes we as a society, if we as individuals need to go away from what we know to learn it more deeply and appreciate it on a deeper level, then we do that as a community of human beings as well. We do that as a collective. So there's no wrong move. We are not screwing anything up. We are not bashing anything to the point that we can't come back from it. It feels that way and we get scared, but there is always hope because when we come back to our truth, our truth that we are loving, kind, compassionate human beings existing in a collective community on this planet, when we come back to that truth and know it even more deeply than we knew it before we went astray, imagine what is possible for us then. So your homework moving forward. Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me. And I'm seeing your little hearts float up. And I'm so glad this is resonating with somebody out there. I want you to begin not only the self-reflection process, but asking, okay, so where is this in me? Take that little piece of you and take it out into the world in a small way, in a big way. I don't care. I'm going to be doing the same. I actually put these videos on my YouTube channel. So if you want to keep in touch with me there and let me know what your reflection looks like, what your personal homework looks like, I am going to respond. I'll tell you mine and we could talk about it and bond over it, right? So let's do that. That's YouTube/Trithony. Just remember there's an R in the T, Hammond. And then I'm also going to give you some extra information here too. So trithonyhammond.com is my website. If you go to / the inside scope, and you see that there, you're going to come to an application where you can ask a question once a month. I'm starting it this month. Once a month, I'm going to be doing one of these scopes. I'm actually calling it the inside scope, where I'm going to answer your question. You're going to bring your work and your self-reflection to me so I can help you get a little more of an objective view on it, maybe teach a few tools and get the ball rolling for your personal empowerment. So go there, submit a question. I can't wait to hear from you. You'll also notice on here there's a gal, Freya Lusty. I had actually planned to talk about her too. She was telling me about how she had her own insights. And then ran across an old journal of hers that was filled with similar insights. And she's like, oh my gosh, how could I learned this all these years ago. How did I not do anything better with this? And we had the same conversation about how we move away from things and come back to them more deeply. But I wanted to give her a shout out because she actually helps corporations work on collaboration and co-creation. And she's a fantastic human being. So I wanted to make sure that you had her information. All right, that's it for today. If you are a member, we have group coaching today at 11 Mountain Time. If you are a conscious transition student, we have our office hours next Wednesday. What's the date? The 18th at 11 Mountain Time. And then, of course, 11:19 is going to be the inside scoop at 9 a.m. So I think that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for your support. Oh my gosh, I wish I could just give you a great big hug. Let's do that, a virtual hug. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.